Now, whereas yesterday we were concerned with the whole of the hypotenuse, today, when speaking of the hero and the genius and so on, today we're concerned simply with this section, with this right angle triangle within the bigger one. We're concerned with this middle section, that is to say, from point 1 to point 2 and from point 2 to point 3. This is the area with which we're concerned today. In other words, we're concerned with the higher section of the lower evolution and the lower section of the higher evolution. Now, for the sake of clarity, let's just concentrate on this particular right-angled triangle and on its subdivisions. Originally, I remember we had a separate chart. We enlarged this to the size of that. We haven't done that today. Perhaps it isn't really necessary. So this line from 1 to 3 represents the whole scale of the cultural development of man. That's the middle section of the whole evolutionary process. And it's divided, of course, by point 2, as before, which represents the point of emergence of self-consciousness. Now, each of these sections, that is to say, 1 to 2 and 2 to 3, each of these can be subdivided into two. And they're subdivided by these points, 1A and 2A. And what do these represent? 1A is the point, we may say, of the average human consciousness. Halfway between the lowest human consciousness, just emerging from the brutes, and self-consciousness, in the sense of a comparatively aware, responsible, intelligent human being. This is the point of the average human consciousness. 2A, halfway between the point of the emergence of truly human awareness and the point of the emergence of transcendental awareness, point 2A represents what we may describe as the highly cultured consciousness. So in this way, the whole section from 1 up to 3 is divided by points 2 and 1A and 2A into four sections, to which we've given these smaller letters. A is the section of no culture at all. B, small b, is the section of folk culture, including tribal religion. The great majority of people in the world formerly were at this level. But now we find that folk culture, almost everywhere, has been replaced or is in process of being replaced by mass culture, which we may say is really no culture at all. Section C here, small c, is the level of higher culture, and section D is the level of what we may call ethnic religion. Now, having made that clear, to come back to the material that we've dealt with so far this morning, our heroes or our geniuses, they come in this section, 2 to 3. They occur anywhere along this particular line, depending upon their greatness, their degree of development. Probably the majority of heroes and geniuses come here in C, just a few of the very greatest come right up there in D. But whether they come in C or whether they come in D, what distinguishes them from the mass of comparatively ordinary people is the fact that they are individuals. They are really and truly individuals, as distinct from units in a mass. We like to think that we're individuals, but most of the time we are not. We're numerically individual, but we're not psychologically and spiritually individual. A true individual is self-conscious and self-aware, and so on. And the mass of people are simply not that. They're simply statistically individual, mathematically, arithmetically individual. But they're not, as I've said, psychologically and spiritually individual, because they don't have true self-consciousness or true self-awareness. So it is only the people who are up there in sections C and D, small c and small d, the heroes and the geniuses, who can be described as real, true individuals. And sometimes in Buddhism we talk about going beyond individuality and going beyond the self and realizing the truth of no self. But for most people this is quite out of the question. They haven't even developed a self yet, what to speak of realizing the non-self. They're just an amorphous mass of conditionings. So the first thing that one has to do very often is to become an individual before you can think of transcending individuality. So the geniuses and the heroes, they have become to a great extent true individuals, And that's the path that we also have to follow. And then perhaps a long way beyond that, we can think of going beyond individuality. But we have to realize, we have to recognize that so far we haven't succeeded in developing individuality, true individuality. And if one looks around among one's friends and one's acquaintances, one will have to recognize that there are very few individuals amongst them. They're too conditioned, they're too conventional, they're not really being themselves. And for this reason, they can't be described as individuals. They're not, in a way, really people. They're human objects, or humanoid objects, but not really people, because they haven't achieved true individuality.